Zeg een middel van de taal, misschien wel, maar hegel mea mea, al rum mea. De hegel was 100 amet bij 100 amet. En de height of the hegel was also 100 amet. Now, the hegel that the mission is referring to is not just the hegel, but the ulam in front of the hegel, plus the kodesh kodashim, plus the chambers around the hegel and kodesh kodashim, plus the mesiva around the hegel and the kodesh kodashim. All this area together was 100 by 100, even though normally when the Mishnah mentions hegel, it's referring to the hegel between the ulam and the kodesh kodashim. Here, the Mishnah is referring to the entire part of the Beit HaMikdash, from the ulam all the way to the kodesh kodashim. Ha'aitem sheish amos. The foundation of the hegel, which was totally sealed up, was 6 amos high. Oitem means that it was sealed. And the hegel was built on top of the incline of the harabayit. And since the harabayit went up on an incline, and the floor of the hegel was even, so it needed a foundation. This foundation was 6 amos. The gaibay arbaim amos. The height of the walls of the hegel until it got to the ceiling was 40 amos high. Now, even though we just said it's 100 amos high, that includes the aliyah on top of the hegel plus the ceiling on top of the aliyah. Amakir, the first amma, the ceiling of the hegel, was made out of beams coated with gold and had beautiful designs on them. Ramasai beis dopa. On top of that amma beam, there were more beams that were 2 ammas high. Ba'amma tikva, on top of those beams, there was another amma worth of beam. Ba'amma maziva. On top of those beams, there was an amma worth of maziva, which is clay and lime and stones that were put on top of the board. The Gaibesh Aliyah Abam Amma, and then the height of the Aliyah, the upper floor on top of the Hechel and the Kodesh Kodashim, was another 40 Amma. The Amma Kir, and the ceiling of the Aliyah, had beams that were covered with gold, had designs on them, Amma Sain Beis Stupa, another 2 Amma's worth of boards on top of the Amma Kir, the Amma Tikwa, another Amma worth of boards on top of the Beis Stupa, the Amma Maziva, on top of that, there was an Amma worth of Maziva, which we said was clay, lime, and stone, the Shalosh Amma's Maket, on top of that, there was a fence around the roof of the Hechel, which was 3 Amos high. Ba'amma Kala Oirib. And on top of that, there was an Amma of Kala Oirib. These are metal rods sticking up from the roof that do not allow the ravens to sit on the roof. And altogether, it's 100 Amos, if you include the Aliyah, the ceiling, and the Makkah, and the Amma Kala Oirib, you have 100 Amos. That is the height of the Hechel. Rabbi Yehuda Aim Aloha Yakala Oirib, Aloha Min Amid. Rabbi Yehuda says, the rods sticking up from the roof that did not allow the raven to sit on the roof do not count for the 100 amos. Ella arba amos haya maka. Instead, the maka, the fence around the roof, was 4 amos high. If you count the fence, which was 4 amos high, you have 100 amos, even though you're not including the kala arba. Sech midas paradala mishnah zayim mea. Midrach lamar mea amos. From the east side of the hegel to the west side of the hegel with 100 amos altogether. This includes also the ulam, which was on the east of the hegel, and the kodesh kodashim, which was on the west of the hegel. Kaito ulam chameish ba'ulam acharas. The Mishnah goes on to explain how we have 100 amos from east to west. The wall of the ulam, which was on the east side of the hegel, was 5 amos, and the ulam itself was 11 amos until you get to the hegel. Kaito ahegel sheish v'teichai arba'am amos. The wall of the hegel on the east side was 6 amos, while the interior of the hegel from Mitzvah Tamara was 40 amos. Amatraxit. Then there was 1 amma for the troxin, the wall that divides between the hegel and the kodesh kedushin. The word troxin comes from the lashon aramish trok, which means sug or close. Sin is referring to Sinai. And this wall closed in on the aron and the luchos, which were in the kodesh kedushin, that were given me Sinai. Now this troxin, this wall that divides between the hegel and the kodesh kedushin, was only there in the bayis region. As opposed to the bayis sheni, that the hegel and the bayis sheni was higher than it was in the bayis region. And therefore, a wall that was only 1 amma thick would not last. So therefore, instead they made 2 pareches. 1 pareches on the side of the hegel where the amatraxin used to be. The other pareches on the other side of the amatraxin, closer to the kodesh kodesh. The reason why they made two pareches instead of just one is because they didn't know if the area of where the amatraxin used to be in the bayis rishon had the kedusha of the kodesh kodesh, in which only the kohen gadol can go in once a year, or if that area only had the kedusha of the hegel. And therefore, if it would have the kedusha of the hegel, it would put the pareches on the kodesh kedushin side of where the amatraxin used to be. As opposed to if that area had the kedusha of the kodesh kedushin, it would put the pareches closer to the hegel where the amatraxin used to be. So they didn't know which side to put the pareches. So therefore, they put 2 pareches there, one on both sides of where the amatraxin used to be. Master Amma based kodesh hakedushin, and then the kodesh kedushin itself was 20 amas from east to west. Kaiso hegel shakes. And the wall of the hegel on the western side of the kodesh kedushin, the
wall that cut into the western sun was 6 amas wide, while the chamber on the other side of that wall was 6 amas. The Kaiso I pay Chamech, and the wall of the chamber on the western side was 5 amas altogether from east to west, including the Ulam Nekodet Kedoshim, was 100 amas. Menatzafon Lidaro was 70 amas. The Hechel from north to south was 70 amas. Even though we said earlier that the Hechel was 100 by 100, here it said it was only 70 Menatzafon Lidaro. That which it said it was 100 Menatzafon Lidaro was referring to the section of the Hechel where the Ulam was, as the Ulam was wider Menatzafon Lidaro than the Hechel was, like we'll see later on. So the Mishnah goes on to explain how we have 70 amas mitzvah from Lidar. Kaiso ha-mesiba chameish ha-mesiba shalosh. Mesiba, the outer room, on the northern side, where the wall for that mesiba was 5 amas, while the mesiba itself was 3 amas. Kaiso ha-tei chameish va-tei shesh. After the mesiba on the northern side, there was a chamber. The wall of that chamber was 5 amas, and the chamber itself was 6 amas mitzvah from Lidar. Kaiso ha-hecho shesh v'teicho etzvim amas. The wall of the hecho on the northern side was 6 amas, and the interior of the Hechel Mitzvah Lidarim was 20 amas. Kaiso ha-Hechel Sheish Ba'atei Sheish. The southern wall of the Hechel was 6 amas, and the chamber on the south side next to the Hechel was 6 amas. But Kaiso ha-Tei Chamech. The wall of the chamber on the south side was 5 amas. U'Beit HaRadat HaMayim Shalosh Amas. And then, there was a room called the Beit HaRadat HaMayim, the place where the water used to go, that was 3 amas. The reason why that room was called Beit HaRadat HaMayim was because the Gaga Tan, the roof of the chamber on the south side, and the roof of the Hechel on the south side was slanted so that the water would run down, and it ran down to this place called Beit HaRadat HaMayim. And the wall on the far south side of the Hechel was 5 amas. Altogether, you have 70 amas mitzvah from the dark. Ha'ulam oydef alav chamesh esrei ama minat safa v'chamesh esrei ama min hadar. The Ulam extended out farther than the Hechel, 15 amas in the north and 15 amas in the south. So therefore, the Ulam altogether, Mitzvah Lidarim, was 100 amas. Who are you, Nikra Beit HaChalifa, Shasham Gaizin Et HaSakinim? That area in which the Ulam extended out farther than the Hechel, the north and the south, was called the Beit HaChalifa. And that is the area where the Mishmar, the corner that did a vote in the Beit HaMikdash, would put away their knives that they used to shach the kachem. And in Lashon Yavar, we refer to night as a chalef, so therefore that area was called Beit HaChalifa. The Hechel was narrow in the back and wider in the front. As in front of the Hechel on the east side was the Ulam, which was wider than the Hechel itself. As we said, the Ulam was 100 amas from itself on the Dharm, while the Hechel was only 70 amas from itself on the Dharm. The Doma Larim, in that way, the Hechel was similar to a lion, and the lion also is wide in the front and narrow in the back. Shenema, this is one down from the Pasuk in Yeshaya that said, Hoy Ariel Kiryat Chana David. The Hechel is referred to in this pasuk as Aria. Maha Ari Tsar Me'achra Barachel Milafana. Just like a lion is narrow in the back and wide in the front. Apa Hechel Tsar Me'achra Barachel Milafana. So too the Hechel on the Beit HaMikdash was narrow in the back and wide in the front.